as the energy companies and the public work toward future mitigation projects in the state, this will be a really good tool for them to utilize for planning new projects and looking at what's happened also in the past and learning lessons from that. But wildlife managers and county planners and everyone in between can also, that's involved in energy projects, can also benefit from the guide, I think. It's part of the Energy Mitigation Research and Outreach Initiative, and this is the first publication of that series, and we have a number of publications coming down the pike that will also speak about some of the past mitigation practices that have gone on, and also one on wind energy development and mitigation and conservation easements and mitigation also.